السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, today is the 6th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1444. We present to you our report back of last week's activities. And Alhamdulillah, Almighty Allah has informed us, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. He commanded us that whatever bounties there are attributed to Almighty Allah, pronounce it, proclaim it and announce it. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man lam yashkurin nas lam yashkurillah." A person who is not grateful, thankful to humanity, in reality that person is not grateful, thankful to Almighty Allah jalla wala. The hadith is authentic in Tirmidhi Sharif. MashaAllah, the morning program getting earlier, but more and more listeners are picking up and listening, MashaAllah, waking up early. And the greatest joy for me personally is the non-Muslims, the questions and so forth. It's not we have to agree or they have to agree. We can agree to disagree, but at least there is that interaction. So that's very, very good. So we're going to definitely differ on the issue of Israel, Palestine, and all the politics that goes on in the world and so forth and so on. But that interaction is very good. And we must place on record our sincerest thanks to all the directors of Radio Al Ansar. And then the tafsir, mashallah. So now this week, Thursday, so you will see we will be completed with Surah Fatir and then inshallah Surah Yasin. So it means we have recorded now with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah 28 and a half Jews. From Surah Fatiha right till the ending of Surah Jin. So that will be 28 and a half Jews and a little bit more. So that is only the mercy and grace of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that Almighty Allah accept it. And Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi. Apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif aur sunnat mein khatam karna maqsood hai. The aim should not be to finish the Quran only. It's a great, wonderful achievement. But the greatest achievement is we leave this world with the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and serving the people, teaching them Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, till our last breath. So Allah Jalla Wala make that happen as well through His fadl, grace and mercy. And then we find that the Q&A is still the flagship program. Alhamdulillah, so many people benefit. The feedback we get is very good. Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Tuesday, Wednesdays is the bliss of marriage. There again, we have to thank that our Sirius FM, Brother Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal. So it goes live on that. And many, many people benefit. Tuesday night, remember, was that the beginning now of Rabi'ul Awwal, so therefore we discuss that in the masjid, that the hukuk and the rights of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, you know, because Rabi'ul Awwal is the month of the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honorable birth of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wafat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the demise of the Master, the hijrat and all that took place during this month of Rabi'ul Awwal. So in the light of Quran Sharif and good questions, mashallah. And Wednesday, Hazrat Mufti Sahib, I spoke to him on Wednesday night, mashallah. He came back from Umrah and he really enjoyed himself. He was telling me that Alhamdulillah, they went to Khaybar and from there they went to Tabuk and Madain Nasali and then they went here next to Makkah, Taif. So first time he went to all these places. I told him also, Hazrat, if you get chance, you must go, you know. So it was a wonderful trip, and mashallah, Allah Ta'ala grant our honorable teachers that all of them siha afiyah who are living, and those who passed away, Allah Jalla Wala grant all of them Jannatul Firdausil A'la. And then on Thursday, mashallah, that we have the fiqh lesson with Muaz Zahid Khan, and that is we are discussing all about talaq part 2 and so forth. That's another big problem in our ummah today. People give talaq and divorce and then they want to look for this excuse, that excuse, and they want, we must change the laws. What can we do? We can't do anything. Then you gave your talaq, your wife 3 talaq, now you blame the ulama, you blame the jamiat, you blame this organization. It's wrong that. You pulled the trigger 3 times and now you want to blame somebody else. So, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. And then, mashallah, the tafsir carried on, and then in the afternoon we go to our brother Panoli, Bilal Panoli, mashallah, the 3 brothers are there, all from India. And one is Shafiq Bhai, Akram Bhai, and Bilal Bhai. So every Thursday they know if I'm here, then I will pay them a visit. And I told them that this week I'm going to Durban, so I won't be here. So they mustn't worry. Sometimes they're wondering maybe I'm ill or sick or something. So I forewarned them, you know, informed them and give them all the information before time. And then Friday, mashallah, was a busy day. There the khutbah was rendered by Sheikh Shuraim. So he's imam there for over 30 years now, mashallah, in the Haramain Sharifain. If you wanted to hear Tarawih, the best Tarawih in the world was Sheikh Sudais and Sheikh Shuraim in the 90s, 92, 94, 96, 97, all those years. So mashallah, every year we were there from 92, 93 till 99. So all the, what Tarawih that was, that time they both were in their prime and so forth. Now you can see they're old and their breath and everything. So, and it's then a lot of politics involved and so forth. But that time, and the du'as, subhanallah, 1 million, 2 million, 2.5 million people would come on the Khatmul Quran on 27 night and so forth. So that was, he spoke about facade. Facade means corruption and so forth. So I posed the question, but the biggest facade there in Saudi Arabia is not the people, it's the royal family and MBS and them. They are doing the biggest corruption with all the haram things going on. So to curry favor with the Western world, we're having golf here, we're having Formula One racing, we got bikini beaches, we got the big musical shows. So all this is just to fool yourself. Allah Ta'ala is disgracing them more and more. And Surah 22 verse 18, وَمَن يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِن مُكْرِمٍ. Whosoever Almighty Allah humiliates, there's none to give them honor. You see Iran. So Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, remember his dua against the Kuffar Shias and see the humiliation, disgrace. The whole world can see it's still carrying on. So when a person rebels against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, against Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then definitely his humiliation, disgrace you in this world and hereafter is worse, unless that person makes sincere tawbah and loves with iman and dies with iman in Islam, then it's different obviously. And for Jumu'ah, I went with Brother Muhammad Khan. He came early also. We made dua and then we left for Bangla Wali Masjid. MashaAllah, our student, Mohan Yusuf Burgess, is there. And his 2 sons, they are Hafiz, now they're becoming Alim also. So the younger son, MashaAllah, so he delivered the khutbah and namaz. He did very well for first time, you know, that you can make out. It's not experience, but MashaAllah. So few mistakes that we will sort out and so forth. When I delivered my first khutbah in Heidelberg, I nearly fell down, you know, from the mimbar. So therefore, till now, how many years now? 50 years, so almost that we're delivering khutbah and that, but I must have the stick, the asah, because I just give the khutbah by heart, you know, I don't like this kitab story, look in the kitab, and so it gives you a lot of, you understand, firmness and stability, otherwise that mimbar, the steps are also small for me, and that I wear size 12, 13 shoes, and that mimbar is tight 6 and tight 7 and all that. So therefore I tell these trustees, can't you make it big, you understand? So you must accommodate all of us with big, big shoes and big, big boots and all that we wear. So obviously on a mimbar we don't want to take the shoes and boots. So anyway, that is another story, that we must have the asa, otherwise it's very uncomfortable for us. So there in the university I went, so there was no stick there. So university Wurz, inshallah, next month. Or not this month, yeah, inshallah. Now it's October, I'll go again to Wurz and to UJ, inshallah, Aziz, Allah make easy. So the students, they love it. We open the floor and they can ask whatever questions, you know. So inshallah, Allah make that easy also. So then I told them, bring the broom. So we turned the broom upside down and used that, you see. So those of you who got extra stick and staff and that, send one there to Wurz. There in UJ, they got such a big one, it's like a vuvuzela, you know. So I told them they can make half there and send it there to Wurz also. So anyway, that was just on the lighter side. So then Friday evening, mashallah, we had very good visitors from UK, from Leicester. And when I went there, I spent 1-2 nights there also with them. Our brother Akil Musa, his son Yahya, mashallah, is Hafiz also. And now he's going to start Alim, I think. And remember that the daughter also is Hafidah, mother also, mashallah, very deeny conscience. Allah Ta'ala reward all of them. So he came with his brother, their dadima, their paternal grandmother is very ill. And she is here in, you know, Mull Park. So they came from London to see her. And then he came alone. And then his brother came with his family from Zambia, Farhan. So they were here from Maghrib to Isha, and we had wonderful discussion about the Dadima. Allah give her shifa, Allah make easy for her and all those who are ill and sick. Then they just went few weeks ago, and that, I don't know, 1 month or 2 months ago, to Aqsa al-Mubarak, and then I was asking them about Aqsa and Masjid Khalilur Rahman and so forth. So they apprised me and informed me about the latest happenings there and so forth. Then we asked them what's really happening in Leicester with all the Muslim and Hindu, that the fighting and arguing going on all these places. So very good, mashallah, over an hour, you know, we spent together. So Allah Ta'ala take him back. I think tomorrow he's going back to UK, and I think Farhan will go end of the week or so. So anyway, that was very, very good. And mashallah, when you keep contact with our brothers from overseas and then they come here, so then it's another thing, you know. So we have daily, we have contact, mashallah, many a time during the week or during the month and so forth. So that was Friday night. And then Saturday we decided that during the week already, we said we will go to Trichardt. So mashallah, my sister is there, my niece is there, my sister's daughter, and their children are there, the three daughters, mashallah, and then Mona Ismail Osman, mashallah, his parents are there, and his brothers, all of them. So we always love going there. So mashallah, I left here on Saturday morning at around 11:30, and then from here today is exactly 150 from house to house, 150, 152, 153 kilos. So, but the trucks sometimes they become a problem, you know, but the road is good now. So 1.5 hour we were there, exactly 1 o'clock. Zohar Salat on Saturday's day is 1:30. So our first stop, A&E. So A&E is like Zamzam for me, you know. That you go Makkah, you must go Zamzam. So when you go Trichardt, we must go A&E. So mashallah, whatever we need, does that and all. So then my wife also does the shopping, what she needs, I do whatever. And then I go for Salat and then pick her up and then we go home. So mashallah, they got all these things there, the grocery side and the furniture side and other things. So whatever you basically need, you will find there, you know. So Allah Ta'ala reward our brothers, you know, Muhammad Daya and our brother Ibrahim Daya. And I met Abdul Rahman, the youngster also, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala grant him a good wife, mashallah. He wants to settle down. So Allah make easy for all of them also. Lord of all the Dayas, good people, Allah Ta'ala grant the Yamarhumin, Rashid Bai and Bai Abu Bakr and all of them, Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. So then after that was lunch. Then subhanallah, zuhur time when I entered the masjid, I met Maulana Choksi. Maulana Choksi is a senior teacher, ustad here in Darul Zakaria. So lunchtime he was invited because Maulana Ismail studied here in Darul. He spent 10 years here. He became hafiz here. He became alim there. So obviously, so he invited his teacher. So we all had lunch. And then another member of the family of Maulana Ismail and them, mashallah, is Muzaffar. He is now Sheikh Muzaffar. He studied there in Medina Munawwara. And he was also there. He just married recently, mashallah. So in that way there, so it was a nice collective and so forth. So we had nice akni and nice lunch and so forth and so on. And then Maulana Choksi, I asked him a few questions. Hazrat, when you came to South Africa? So he said he came 1990. Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Laksab came 1987. And he came 1990. And Maulana Abbas, the other teacher, came 92. That's what he told me. So you can see that they're all there for 30 years, 34, 35 years like that, you know. So long, long period they are there. Allah Ta'ala accept all their khidmat and so forth. Then he said that no, he made nice dua, everything, and he went away. Then Muzaffar came. He said he wants to ask questions. I said, ask whatever you want. Then I told him, see, you're a young man, you know, I think 25, 26. Now he said his family, they are a family also. So his father and his dadima, you know. So remember that he passed away. You must remember that is in one day. That his father passed away and his grandmother passed away in one day. One passed away in the morning, one in the evening. So all of them, our family, you know, Imtiaz passed away and Sister Nargis passed away. Allah Jalla Wala grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. But mashallah, that they're very well to do and very, very influential. So I was telling him that, see, my advice to you, you're starting your academic career of teaching and so forth. Go to such a place and make this intention. You won't take no wages. You don't need it, nothing. Be independent and then go and teach. And don't get involved in all these unnecessary controversies of the Salafis and thus and all these things here. Because when people study there in Makkah, Medina and that, sometimes they get involved. Now something is going on correctly, 20 rakats Taraweeh, then you get, I'm not saying him, but sometimes you get some people. They'll tell you, no, you must eat 8 rakats Taraweeh. 20 rakats Taraweeh, there's consensus on it among all four schools. Now who are you to come and change all these things? So like that, I was giving him advice. He really appreciated it. I hope he has good talent, mashallah, youngster. You know, he can go far in life. But this going far in life and all that, all happens only with the help and mercy of Allah. So I told him, see, I'm in this field for so many years. You know, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. And I'm giving you, as a father who would give advice to his son. So that is my advice to you and so forth. So mashallah, after that, there was some time. I said, let me go rest and sleep because my afternoon sleep, Qailula, is very important for me. Because at night I had a lecture also. After Asr, we went for Asr. Then I told our Maulana Ismail, go and show me that new masjid you all are building there. So mashallah, our brother Ismail, Maulana Ismail's father is Iqbal Ba, and then his uncle, Uncle Anwar. So they, his family, mashallah, where they're living opposite there, there's another masjid, they're constructing it. So we went to go and see it, and there's a need for it also, mashallah. So I think it will accommodate about 150 people and so forth, you know. The target is by Ramadan, inshallah, it should be ready. So I was just giving them 2-3 ideas what to do and so forth and so on. So we make dua wherever masajid are being built by the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Allah Ta'ala keep it abad. Allah Ta'ala protect it from all types of harm and evil and so forth. So it was a wonderful experience to go and see that masjid. Then I started getting interested in the masjid that is there, that is run by A&E and the Daya family. Allah reward them, the forefathers. So that was our Qari Sab there, Hafiz AK and Qari Sab Bayat. He said in 1982 on Christmas Day they started that masjid. So subhanAllah, 40 years now, plus minus. So remember that. So they need masajid, mosque everywhere and so forth. One thing they still need, and I told them about it, in King Ross you go, wonderful masjid there, graveyard, Kabristan, Bethal you go, wonderful masjid there, they got masjid in town and the township, Indian township, and then they got Kabristan, graveyard, but Trichardt doesn't have graveyard. So they need that there. Every place must have a masjid, madrasa and Kabristan. And Kabristan means graveyard cemetery. Hazrat Mohan Abul Hasan and Nadvi used to say that the Muslims from India, when they went, that is how they preserved and protected the deen. They didn't wait for governments and people and themselves. They built the masjid next to the masjid madrasa, and then they built established the graveyard. And that's how they protected the deen. Our Arab brothers, they went to South America, here and there. Wallahi, at the qasam, millions, not thousands, millions of them out of the fold of Islam. They lost everything. Because no masjid, no madrasa, no graveyard, they're waiting for their government, all this. So what happened? They assimilated, integrated with the locals, got married to the locals. Now when you meet them, barakat of Tabligh Jamaat and so forth, that you see, some of them say, yes, I remember my dada, my nani and my grandparents, they used to bow down, make ruku, they used to wear clothes like y'all and so forth. So imagine two generations is definite, that totally they left Islam. Slowly, slowly some of them are coming back. So therefore, wherever we are, remember we must do that, you know. Then supper time, mashallah, my cousin Faisal Sharif was there, Sharif, and Allah Ta'ala grant his parents also Jannatul Firdaus, they also buried there in King Ross, they are buried there. So mashallah, and Allah Ta'ala grant them also Jannatul Firdaus, and you know, he came for supper, so is our family very close and so forth, and then we had the program in the masjid. So it was load shedding. So I told them that nice load shedding. So the best thing to speak about is Noor, radiance, effulgence. Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. Allah is the one who gives us this radiance in the heavens, in the earth, in the entire universe. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Noor. Qad jaakum min Allahi Nuru wa kitabun mubin. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's function was and is لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Take the people out from the darknesses and bring them to the Noor of Islam. Quran Sharif is Noor. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. O Muslim, you and me, we are Noor. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَوَلَى نُورٍ مِنْ رَبِّ. So when we have this Noor, now these enemies, they want to snatch it away. Surah 61, verse 8. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. These enemies, they want to extinguish and obliterate the Noor, the radiance, effulgence of Allah, Islam and Muslims with their mouths and media and politicians. Then I took them around. I said, let's look at Palestine, occupied Palestine. Let's look at India. Let's look at the West. Let us look at this country, that country, and you will see, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening. But Allah inspires us. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau kariyal kafirun. And Allah says, the Noor of Allah will spread and be completed in the whole world. Even though the non-Muslims, they hate it, detest it. So we carried on for about 40, 45 minutes or so, and then I finished tomorrow. Choksisa was very happy. He announced, you see, he had a board, like, very good talk you gave. So everybody could hear, those who understood Urdu, you know. So I told him, no, it's all our ustads and parents, duas and so forth. Then after that, with the family meeting and all that, with the grandchildren, I can just say grandchildren, you know. And mashallah, that we speak so many things, my sister and family and that. Then Fajr time again, mashallah, we in a masjid, and again we gave them advices and so forth. And then I said, I must come back early, yeah, because I got program and so forth. Then I need to sleep also. So mashallah, we left there about 9:30 and came here 11 o'clock, 11:15 or so we were back. And again we went to A&E. He said, no, one more thing we must buy, and this, you know how it goes. So all this carries on. So mashallah, then yesterday afternoon we had that Q&A with Hafiz Wadi, and this week inshallah we will be in Durban, Wednesday night inshallah Tongat, and Thursday night all programs after Isha, 7:45 is Isha Salat, Isha Jamaat. Thursday night will be Vellum inshallah, Friday Jumu'ah about 12:10 or so will be Adhan I think, and that's in Avondale, and then after Asr we will be there in Masjid al-Taqwa, and that is in Sikau Lake, the Nikah. MashaAllah. So my sister's grandson, MashaAllah, is getting married, and the family is the girl family from Tonga. So I'll meet them Wednesday night, inshallah. And that Friday night after Isha will be a talk day in Masjid al-Taqwa, and Saturday night day in Stenga. So let me give you, inshallah, the remainder of the program for today, and inshallah you can listen to it as well. So now 2:30 to 3 will be a lesson of Riyadu Salihin by Maulana Zahid Khan, because our brother Yusuf Ali this week here is on leave, his school holidays. So mashallah he took leave this week here. Yeah. So inshallah every day we will have something different. 3 to 3:30 repeat of the Q&A of this morning. 3:30 to 4 Maulana Dawood Siddat has got a whole series of Siratul Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So today is part 1 mashallah. 4 to 5 Mufti Ahmad Khanpuri, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke Salan kaise hota tha, the gravy mubarak of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so they'll discuss that. And then 5 to 7 Maulana Khalid Yaqub, 7 to 7:30 will be the tafsir of Surah Jin, where verses 18 to 28, 7:30 to 8 will be Maulana Yunus Patel Rahimahullah's advices, 8 to 10 inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, Maulana Arafat Hatia and myself, and then 10 to 11 the Urdu lecture by Mufti Muhammad Ali Falahi. So speaking about the character, sublime character of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and how we should try and emulate and imitate Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah give us tawfiq. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.